Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Mary Pat is here as well. Say hi.
Hi, good afternoon.
Happy Saturday to everybody. It's the Saturday after last weekend's sunburns at the track, right?
Exactly.
In fact, we've got a guy. Our first guest is Rusty Eckstein. How do you say your last name? Eckstein?
Eckstein.
I had it right the first time. Should have been thinking German and beer or something. Anyway, Rusty Eckstein is with Mount Comfort RV. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. There were a lot of RVs out at the track for the 500 last weekend.
Yeah, we just, our dealership, I think we had 17 or 18 out there.
So you can rent those for like a weekend or so?
Yeah, you absolutely can. We have a rental company here at the dealership that we have about 13, I believe, RVs that we rent. We also, every month of May, we get set up with anywhere from, I think the most we've had is 5 or 6 drivers. We'll be staying in our motorhomes. This year we had, I think, 5. So
now, by drivers, you mean, you're not talking about, you know, drivers racing. You're talking about somebody who will drive that RV for families or groups of people.
No, these are the IndyCar drivers, actually.
What? Explain that to me. So, yeah, I see what you're saying, because they all stay on in those big RVs overnight at the track.
So these guys are there for like...
They live there.
Sure. They're there, you know, 2 weeks straight easily.
Yeah.
And they're getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they're working some nights till after midnight. So to be able to have the RVs parked like right there behind their garages is really convenient for them. So we usually work out some sort of like partnership with them where we provide them with motorhomes to stay in, and they get us some publicity or something to that effect.
I think that's cool. Yeah, and a lot of them prefer to do that. That's the way they go. Some people have condos in Indy area, and a lot of them just stay right there at the track. Very cool.
Oh yeah, I think the majority of them, you know, a lot of them have their own RVs, or they have RVs that are provided by sponsors, that sort of thing. But yeah, I think the majority of those IndyCar drivers and the team owners are staying out there as well.
That's cool that you guys do that. Are you a big 500 fan? Do you go to the
race? Oh yeah, I mean, growing up in Indianapolis, that's, you know, everybody is, I think. You know, it's what you do here.
So what kinds of RVs do they specifically request? Probably the ones with the whistles and the bells?
Oh yeah, because out there it's all about like show. You know, they want something flashy, so that, you know, you don't want to go out there and you know, put something falling apart out there, and then, you know, all the other drivers, you know, come in there with their $1 million buses and stuff. And,
right.
Yeah, you don't want to get anybody embarrassed.
Right. So tell me, what are some of the amenities? We'll talk about all the different kinds of RVs that you have at Mount Comfort RV, but let's start at the top there. What kind of amenities would be included in one that, say, an Indy car driver would rent for a few weeks?
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is, you know, these motorhomes that these guys have are going to be anywhere from, like, $100,000 motorhome to some of these guys have, like, $2 million motorhomes.
Wow.
But the reality of it is that the amenities, like, that they would have in those, like in, say, a $2 million motorhome, are really, like, the same things that they would have in, say, a $15,000 travel trailer.
Interesting.
You're going to have a sink and a hot water heater and an air conditioner and a microwave and a furnace and all the things you would have at home. But when you go to, like, that $2 million motorhome, it's going to have, like, this, like, porcelain tile imported from Italy that's, like, $60 a tile or something. And it's going to be over the top.
Yeah, marble countertops. Whereas,
yeah, for sure. Whereas when you look at the, you know, a $10,000 or $15,000 trailer, it's going to have a more practical, you know, appointments as far as, like, a linoleum floor in there or, like, a Formica countertop. Stuff that's definitely going to get the job done.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not going to be, like, overstated.
Right. So for those who are looking, you know, it sounds to me like you've got an RV for every family's needs. So if the family is, maybe they have a young family and they're growing, and yes, you don't want them to get stains on the marble, you would go with the lower end kinds of finishes because they're just as good, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, you know, we have used pop-up campers for like $1,000. We have used travel trailers for, you know, under $10,000. We have, you know, we have new travel trailers for $10,000. I mean, we have fifth wheels. We have all kinds of motorhomes. I think right now we have about 450 or 460 RVs in stock.
Wow, that's a lot.
So just in like one place, you can go. I mean, you could spend days here if you wanted to see everything.
Literally, and spend the night.
Well, you know, Julie.
Yeah.
Julie Michael Atwood went out and we did a segment for the show.
I saw the segment. Yeah, it was great.
And Rusty, tell her about that RV because that's kind of what the boomers are looking for.
Yeah, and see, that was the thing. So the one that we had in the show was a Coachman Freelander. It's a Class C motorhome. So people who don't necessarily know what a Class C motorhome is, that's the kind that has the front end of it looks like a van. And then there's a, over that cab area, there's a bed that somebody could sleep up above. I guess is the best way to describe it. But that particular motorhome, it runs about $55,000.
Okay.
And, you know, that's a lot of money. However, if you look at a new, like a Chevy Tahoe, they're like $60,000
right.
for like
a good
an SUV.
Point. And you can't live
you know,
in
if you look at if you look at a Cadillac Escalade, you could pay over $100,000 for a new Escalade. This particular motorhome has a queen bed in the back, a full bathroom with a separate shower and toilet and sink in there, has a U-shaped dinette that you could sit three or four people around and eat dinner that also makes down into a bed, and then has a queen bed above the cab.
Oh.
So you could legitimately sleep six adults in this motorhome. Has a TV in there and TV antenna, so you can get a pretty good amount of local channels. You know, full kitchen, refrigerator, microwave, I mean, everything in it. And it's something you can get for under $500 a month, which is less than a lot of people's car payments.
Don't forget the outside bar.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, so this particular motorhome, yeah, it has underneath the bed, there's just a massive amount of storage. And the kind of cool thing about it is it has this, I guess like a rotocast plastic lining in it. And it actually has a drain. So if it did get dirty, you could hose it out and clean it really easily. But the other thing, if you wanted to, you could, you know, fill it with ice and throw drinks and whatever else you wanted in there.
Nice.
So pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Are RVs like cars and trucks in that there's a certain lifespan or mileage that they last for, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, it really comes down to how well people take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't drive... There's different, you know, if you have a travel trailer, there's not really a way to calculate the miles on it. So there's no way of saying, oh, there's like 100,000 miles on this trailer.
Now,
so
is a travel
really
trailer
a
that would hook up to like the back of a truck or something kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. Now you would tow behind a truck or an SUV or whatever. But like a motorhome, for example, you know, the people that are buying these motorhomes, they might put 6,000 or 7,000 miles a year on them.
That's a good
whereas,
point.
You know, a car, people might put like 12,000 miles a year on it.
Or 20.
So you're putting about half the miles on it that you would a
sure.
motorhome.
Yeah, so it lasts longer.
Or a car. And then the other thing is that you're not going to keep necessarily an RV as long, I guess. Historically, the statistics that we typically see is that the average RVer will RV over a period of 10 to 15 years. And over that time... You know, they'll have three different RVs. You know, they might find one, they're like, oh, this is, you know, I really want something nicer, but this is my budget right now. And then they trade that in on like, okay, well, now that I've had that for a couple of years, I really want these features that aren't on this one, so they'll trade it in. And then, you know, finally they might get the third one that's like, okay, this is the one I've always wanted, but maybe I didn't have the money for originally or whatever the situation is. So, but if you look at that and you say, okay, 6,000 miles a year, you know, the average RV is going to have it, you know, go RVing for 10 to 15 years, three RVs. I mean, we're talking like 5 years you're going to own an RV, put like 6,000 miles. So you're putting like 30,000 miles on it. So like you really don't rack up the miles like you would necessarily a car that somebody might keep for
do they
seven,
good
eight,
resale?
10 years.
Is the resale value pretty? They hold retain yeah, their value?
Yeah, they are. And, and one of the things that's actually helping that right now is there's a shortage of production.
Huh.
One of the things we talked about in the Boomer TV was that the RV industry saw an all-time high in 1978 in production, where they actually produced about 390,000 RVs.
Wow!
Which is a ton. Unfortunately, you know, 1980 you know, the market like just completely crashed and they did like a fourth of that. But we've kind of seen a steady climb, you know, for since then until 2008 when, you know, the market kind of tanked down again.
Mm-hmm. But things are great right now. I have some neighbors who are baby boomers and they just sold everything, sold their house, bought an RV, and they're going to go everywhere they've always wanted to go.
Yeah.
Which is
cool. And that's the great thing. And so, but what's going on right now, though, is so we have, the all-time high was at 390,000. In 2016, there was 431,000 produced.
Wow.
So, like, it, like, killed the all-time high. And then in 17, it got over 500,000. And they're expecting it in 18 for it to even increase again.
So they're popular right now.
They're extremely popular right now. And what that's meaning is they can only build so many.
Mm-hmm.
They people want more and more. So what that does is that demand drives up the value of used RVs.
I see.
So it kind of, the depreciation really isn't as bad.
They make a lot of those in Indiana, don't they? Up in the Elkhart area?
Yeah.
Yes?
And I think right now it's over 60%.
Cool.
It historically, it's been 60 to 70% of all RVs built were built in northern Indiana. That did increase when the market went down. Some of the smaller RV manufacturers in other states closed down, which brought more of it back to Indiana here.
We're talking to Rusty Eckstein. He is with Mount Comfort RV. Is it true that Mount Comfort RV is one of the top five in North America?
That's correct. We were actually awarded that by RV Business Magazine.
Wow.
And that's not based necessarily just on sales. That's based on products we carry, relationships with manufacturers, relationships with our customers. There's a number of factors that go into that.
Well, sounds like you have it all. If one of our listeners wants to reach out to you, I know it's mountcomfortrv.com. Where are you located?
We're on the east side of Indianapolis. We're actually on I-70 and Mount Comfort Road. So it's a Greenfield address, but probably about 6 miles east of 465.
Yeah, you can remember it. Mount Comfort, the Mount Comfort exit. Mount Comfort RV makes sense to me. Thank you for being on the show today, Rusty. It's been very enlightening.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it very much. Again, the website, mountcomfortrv.com, just how it sounds. So, Rusty Eckstein, cool. You made it through the month of May. So, cheers.
Yeah.
You take care of yourself, and we'll be back with more Boomer Radio right here on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
Thanks for tuning in. We're so glad you're with us on Boomer Radio. We just learned about RVs and travel. And now, for those of you who would like all those comforts, including room service, we're going to talk to Kelly Soika. She is with Embassy Suites. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Kelly is the Director of Sales and Marketing, and there is a new location in Noblesville. We're excited about this.
We are excited as well. We've just opened our doors about 6 weeks ago and are welcoming guests from near and far.
Did you all have a good turnout because of the month of May and race and all
we
that good
did.
Stuff?
We did. We did. Certainly with, the Indianapolis 500 and being walking distance to Ruoff Music Venue, it really allows us to extend ourselves to all the visitors coming to the Noblesville, Indianapolis area.
Wait a minute. Rewind. You can walk to the Ruoff Music Center now from your
you
hotel?
Can. You can.
And you can stagger. You can stagger back.
Well, and we also do have a partner that offers shuttle transportation that you can prearrange if you decide you don't want to walk. But we've really taken care of those concert goers that will be visiting Ruoff this summer.
Yeah, I just say that's brilliant.
And they made it. You made it through Jimmy Buffett last week.
We did. We got Kenny Chesney coming up this Thursday, and a big lineup all summer long. I think it's the largest number of concerts Ruoff will be hosting since way back in the days of Deer Creek.
Oh my gosh, I remember those days very fondly. So, was this part of picking a location to build the hotel? To be near that venue?
Absolutely. I think the whole corridor here at the I-69 exit 220, mm-hmm. with the location being right near Hamilton Town Center, mm-hmm. Ruoff, a growing corporate corridor. We've got BorgWarner that will be moving their headquarters right across the street from us in the next few months.
Wow.
Topgolf, IKEA, some of the big employers in the area. So it really is a good fit for us for both corporate business and certainly leisure and celebration events.
Love that. Well, not only all of those are under the umbrella. I know you said you opened 6 weeks ago. How big is your conference center? Because you've got a big meeting and event space in there as well.
We do. We have 11 different meeting rooms that can accommodate up to 2,000 people.
Wow.
So our conference center alone is over 18,000 square feet. And then we have a couple smaller meeting space and venue spaces that can accommodate small weddings, celebrations, corporate meetings, banquets, etc.
Very nice. Oh, my goodness. So is your calendar, I mean, you just opened. I bet that calendar's filling up.
It is. We've been in pre-opening sales since last July when
wow.
I came on board.
Wow.
So we definitely have a lot of business already on the books for 2018, 2019, and 2020.
So, you know, I've stayed at Embassy Suites before. Do they still do the free breakfast?
Absolutely.
Love
you know,
that feature.
Three of the top pillars of the Embassy Suites Hotel is certainly that all of our guests can relax and unwind in a two-room suite that features all the comforts and amenities that you're looking for from a high-end hotel with the private bedroom, separate living space, in-room workspace, complimentary Wi-Fi, microwaves, refrigerators, coffee makers. And then on top of it, you get fresh made-to-order breakfast every day at no additional charge. So no more of those, you know, powdered scrambled eggs and cold Danish. Everything's made fresh. And then in the evenings, we have a two-hour reception. So from 5:30 to 7:30 for all guests staying in the hotel, you get complimentary cocktails and light snacks for 2 hours.
What?
I think we need to go.
We need a trip to Noblesville. Road trip, Mary Pat.
Absolutely.
So I heard you say that every room in there is a two-room suite. With
correct.
A private. So all the rooms are very similar. It's not like there's a presidential suite and then there's
correct.
The one.
Correct.
Oh.
All the rooms are suites. We have 102 rooms that have the two queen beds. And then the remaining rooms are all king rooms.
Wow.
So you're going to either, you know, get your choice based on your individual preference or family needs, whether it's going to be the two queens or the one king. And then keep in mind in the living room, all of our living space, sofas also have a pull-out full-size sleeper.
Right. And
so if mom and dad are traveling, they want a king and, you know, they have a little one, it's going to put them in the living room on the sofa sleeper, plenty of space,
mm-hmm.
or you have you know, the two queens and still need that, you know, the third or fourth young child, very comfortable.
Or even teenager. Put the teenager in there with the TV
sure.
and close the door.
Absolutely.
You can stay up
in
if
their
you
cell
want.
Phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
We've stayed in Embassy Suites traveling before, and I have three children, so it's a very important as they start to grow and get older that they have their own space,
sure.
you know?
Absolutely. And in both of the living room section and the bedroom section also have their own individual TVs. So no more fighting over the
yep.
remote.
I love that. And you know what? I was at a very nice hotel in Chicago not too long ago, and it even had two bedrooms, two baths, but no coffee maker. I was like,
oh my goodness.
What? No
yeah.
coffee maker. And that
it
surprised
is,
me.
It is that nice amenity to have a coffee maker mm-hmm. In your room while you're getting ready. But we certainly have a variety of coffee flavors down in the local kitchen and tap, our restaurant, and our breakfast area available for our guests as well.
Mary Pat, I don't know about you, but like when I travel and, you know, you're going to explore like a fun new restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I very often have leftovers. And one of the things I literally do look for in a hotel, I want to make sure there is that fridge.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that microwave in case I want to warm it up
mm-hmm.
later. So
mm-hmm.
that is
sometimes for dietary reasons, you know, it's important to have a hotel that has that refrigerator available for medicines, et cetera.
I was
so we're
just
glad
gonna
we
say,
can meet the needs of today's business, today's travelers.
My mother travels with a medication that has to be refrigerated, so she's got her little, you know, and they drive from
mm-hmm.
Florida sometimes to visit us. But
sure.
but yeah, she'll pack that up with all those ice packs and stuff. But to you know, till she can get to the fridge. So traveling, I'm going to make this suggestion to them that they should stay definitely in an Embassy Suite because you got that fridge. There it is.
Absolutely.
Boom.
Absolutely.
Love it.
And you know, some of the other amenities that the hotel has to offer above and beyond our free made-to-order breakfast and the two-hour reception each evening is we have a beautiful new indoor pool. Mm. We've got a 24-hour state-of-the-art fitness center. I would compare it to any fitness club that you might be a member of. It's got everything that a traveler would want to exercise during the course of their stay. So,
which is good to hear.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, take advantage of the food and then get your exercise as well.
I like that. So I actually do exercise in hotels when I travel. Usually you get the one. You get the one treadmill, the one elliptical, and a big mirror. Mm-hmm. Makes it look a lot bigger, but there's not a lot of equipment in there. So what types of groups utilize your facility, something that has this kind of style and size?
Well, I think, it's multi-versatile because if you're, say, you're a business that's handling their annual conference, and you've got sales and marketing, and you've got the finance area, and you've got somebody that's doing your social media or your new product rollout, it allows us to have multiple meetings going on simultaneously at one time.
Okay.
And then having a large enough space to come back together for a general session and to be able to meet them as well as feed them, that really makes it very, very accommodating.
Yeah.
The other thing for weddings, we can host the shower, the rehearsal dinner. Think about those guests that are coming in from out of town for the wedding. They can have everything all under one roof. You can have the rehearsal dinner. You can have the ceremony. You can have the reception here at the Embassy Suites in Noblesville. So,
and the block of rooms.
And the block of rooms. So everyone's all taken care of. And certainly from any type of celebration with graduation parties, anniversary parties. We're going to be doing a lot of non-for-profit fundraisers here.
That's great.
We're really excited about having some of those events as well.
I've got a high school reunion coming up, not talking about which one, but I didn't think about, I wonder if there will be a block of room somewhere, because that makes a lot of sense. Do you, if requested, because my mom is a big, big on, everybody has to be on the same floor. If you make a request like that, hey, we need 10 rooms, could we all be on the same floor? Is that something that can be accommodated?
We try
or is
to
that
accommodate
tough?
That, absolutely. We can't guarantee it because there's, guests that have previously, they're in room 211 and you want all the second floor, we can't certainly ask that guest. But from our own standpoint, it does facilitate well to keep noise levels down. Everyone's leaving at one time, everyone's coming back at one time, everyone's knocking on each other's doors. So we do try to meet those needs for the most part. Certainly, being in the Noblesville area and with Grant Park and Westfield and all the many sporting events that go on during the course, we do try to maintain to keep groups together.
Julie just looked at me.
Well, I thought you had a question.
I wanted to let everybody know who's listening that we are going to be giving away a free night at the Embassy Suites.
At this new one in Noblesville?
That is correct.
Oh, well, very cool. We'll do it on Facebook?
Yep, and they need to pay attention in the next couple of weeks and they'll have a chance.
Indie Boomer. You can look us up, that way on Facebook. Very cool. So how can we find you all over social media? I know EmbassySuitesNoblesville.com.
Correct. And then we also have our Facebook page, and we are on Pinterest, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So keep us in mind. Follow us. There's always something going on and happening here at the Embassy Suites Noblesville.
We will go. We'll go and like you on all of those. And also, let's once again tell everybody you're at exit 220. That is the
210.
Oh, I wrote it down wrong. Sorry.
I just drove by you the other day. I didn't realize
big
you were.
Yes.
Excuse me? No, that's very cool. So brand new Embassy Suites within walking distance to the Ruoff Music Center, formerly Deer Creek, formerly Clips, formerly a lot of places. That's really cool, though. That's good to know. Can accommodate everything. So Kelly Soika, thank you so much for being our guest on Boomer Radio today. It's been really informative.
And I just wanted to mention that we are having our grand opening celebration.
When?
June 7th from 4 p.m. till 7:30. We invite your listeners to come and check out our hotel firsthand.
Nice.
We'll be having prizes, and we know how much your listeners like prizes.
We'll
give them some
prizes.
Tours of the facility. We'll have some entertainment here and drinks and food, and it's all complimentary.
Sounds great.
Next Thursday.
Thursday, June 7th, 4 to 7 p.m. Awesome. Again, exit 210. You can find them at EmbassySuitesNoblesville.com. Kelly, thank you.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to having your listeners come visit us here at the Embassy Suites.
I'm sure many will do that.
All right. You have a great evening.
You too. Thank you. And you're
listening
to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
I learn something every show. Yep. I do. Yep. And I'm excited about this new Embassy Suites Noblesville. Grand opening is June 7th from, I wrote the time down. Let me see what I wrote.
It's in the afternoon. I could not believe how big that building was. I was on 69.
Yeah, very cool.
And yeah, I was driving south. I looked over and was like, dang, that's new.
So the 4th, it's from 4 to 7 p.m. with giveaways and free stuff. Cool. So yeah. Be sure you check that out. We've got the magazine is at every Kroger. Indie Boomer magazine is still out.
Yep.
For the rest of June before we get the new one in July, correct?
Correct, with Mrs. Pence on it.
Wonderful. I'm excited to see that one.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fabulous radio show. Oh, wait, you're listening. Good.
Yeah.
On Freedom 95 every Saturday at 4:30. And let's talk about the TV show. We love being on WFYI.
Yes, we do.
7:30 on Tuesday nights each week. And we'll just surprise you with our cavalcade of stars that will be there this week. Again, a great place to find out about different things going on in your community that boomers are interested in.
Yeah, I know on June 5th coming up, mm-hmm. next Tuesday, we've got Michael Atwood is at City Market.
Oh, to tell us what's, you know, yeah, we've always known that City Market is about food and drinks and fun stuff, but yep. They have great gifts. They've got outdoor activities going on, so we'll get a nice sneak preview for that. What else?
Okay. We've got the turntable guy.
Oh, yeah. If you have an old turntable you need fixed, this guy is going to do it. And guess what? He has a clever name. The turntable guy.
No. He's affordable hi-fi.
There you go.
It's good. Real quick, Boqua. Yeah. We got water aerobics, aerobics.
It's high-intensity interval training in the water with folks. Boqua. Yeah. So you'll learn all about that and the gentleman who invented it. Thanks again for listening to Boomer Radio. We will be back next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Have a great rest of your evening.